From the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, the 4th verse, "And lead us not into temptation." In Jesus' name, fellow students of Christ. As we approach the end of another school year, who would have guessed, even as recently as the Christmas break, that we would be ending our year in the way we are? How stunningly it has been demonstrated to us once again that we do not know what lies ahead in this life. We always need guidance. We need to be led by someone who does know the future. The 6th petition of the Lord's Prayer has 6 words, at least in the 6 languages I glanced at: Greek, Latin, Spanish, German, Norwegian, and English. But no matter what the language, you can be sure that our sinful human nature would be most happy to stop at just 4 words: "And lead us not." When God leads, he says things like, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And our old Adam says, "Nice guys finish last. Winning is the only thing. I gotta be me. Go out there and grab what you can. It's not the earth the meek inherit, it's the dirt." When God says, "Obey those who have the rule over you," or "Submit to one another in love," our old Adam says, "I've had it up to here, and I'm not going to take it anymore." When Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened," old Adam says, "You must look within yourself. You must take charge of your life." When Jesus says, "Take my yoke, learn from me," old Adam says, "Oh man, why do I have to learn that? That's no fun, and it's not fair, God getting all the glory." When God speaks, old Adam shouts, "Lead us not." What a miracle it is then, just to pray from the heart the first 3 words of this petition: "And lead us." How does God persuade us so to pray? Of course, there are many examples of people being well led by God. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the Lord led them with a pillar of cloud and of fire. The Red Sea parted before them. The Egyptians went down to watery defeat, and Israel was saved. When the Lord led Peter to the home of Cornelius, that household was showered with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when God led Paul to the conclusion that he should preach the good news in Macedonia, what a blessed leading that was. The missionary party began spreading the word of life in Europe, the home of many of our ancestors. But all these examples by themselves will not persuade us to trust God to lead us. It is rather seeing Jesus being led to the wilderness and to the cross, all for us. This is what convinces us that we will never be misled by him who loves us so. But if we know that it is such a good thing to be led by God, why would we ever pray, "Lead us not into temptation"? We already know that he never would tempt us as the devil does. Of course, the word temptation is sometimes used of the trials or tests that enter our lives from time to time. But when God permits such trials and temptations to come to us, he wants them all to work together for our good. Even then, we do not find ourselves yearning for the trials of life, but would like such cups of suffering to be taken away from us. So why would Jesus have to teach us to pray against something as undesirable as trials, troubles, or temptations. Our human nature scurries away from uncomfortable trials anyway, like cockroaches running from the light. And the devil tries to use these and everything else to get us to mistrust God. Who would ever want such things? Well, as a matter of fact, our sinful human nature would actually like to be led into some temptation. Our old Adam thinks that succumbing to a little temptation would make us wise. Our sinful nature thinks that temptation is, after all, the spice of life, and that all the rest of the trees of the garden are dullsville. Left to ourselves, we would never be satisfied when trials entered our lives or when temptations did not. By ourselves, we would never see that God is trustworthy to lead us. Only with Jesus do we gain the courage to pray, "Lead me, Lord." Only in connection with His doing and dying for us do we learn to thank Him for the temptations He keeps away and to trust Him for strength in the trials which He permits to come upon us. Only with Christ do we have the assurance that He who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, will also with Him freely give us all things. As long as He is with us, His cross before our eyes, we will be led not into temptation, but to the skies and our Heavenly Father's loving arms. Amen.
The hymn selected for today's devotion is hymn 552 from the Lutheran hymnal, stanzas 1, 2, 6, and 8, as sung by the ILC Tour Choir.